RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. To find a campground near you, visit campjellystone.com.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our Northeast correspondents are Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, the co-authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations and the co-hosts of the RV Family Travel Atlas and Campground of the Week podcasts. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Well, I can actually say it has been a while, and it's good to be here.
It's really good to be here. I'm excited to be talking to our audience again. Even though you might feel like we didn't go anywhere, because we've been putting out the episodes, we recorded a batch of them, and then we headed out to the Pacific Northwest for a month. Now we're back in the studio sharing all of our great adventures.
Exactly. And this is the very first batch in the adventure in our stop at Olympic National Park in Washington State. Now, you need to know that this is one of our paired episodes. So we are reviewing Elwha Dam RV Park in Port Angeles, Washington, where we stayed when we explored Olympic National Park. But you can hear all about everything we did in Olympic National Park in episode number 152 of the RVFTA podcast. So you'll have to listen to both of these episodes together to get the whole story.
Okay, and now we need to thank our sponsor, Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts, and then we'll dive right into the content.
Award-winning Jellystone Parks have everything your family needs to make long-lasting camping memories. Whether you are an RV enthusiast, enjoy the comforts of a cabin, or prefer tent camping, Jellystone Parks have first-rate accommodations, amenities, and activities.
From amazing water zones to mini-golf, wagon rides, themed weekends, and appearances from Yogi Bear and friends, you'll see that family fun is the main attraction at Jellystone Campgrounds. And with over 80 locations in the United States and Canada, you can have a quality camping experience that is also close to home. Visit campjellystone.com to find a Jellystone Park near you. And we are leaving for two great Jellystone Parks in about 2 weeks, and we'll have campground reviews of those as well.
Cannot wait. Okay, now let's dive in to our review of the Elwha Dam RV Park. So, Jeremy, why don't you tell us a little more about the location of the Elwha Dam RV Park?
Okay, so this is in Port Angeles at the top of Olympic National Park. The National Park is actually right next door. The property actually bumps up against Olympic National Park. It's about a 10-minute drive to downtown Port Angeles, and you would go east to get back to Port Angeles. It's about a 15-minute drive to Lake Crescent, and you would drive west to go to Lake Crescent. So it is really centrally located to explore the top part of Olympic National Park, which is where many people go for their base camp. So this campground, it's like location, location, location. It kind of feels like you're camping in the national park, even though it is a private family-owned campground.
Yeah, you're going to have to drive to get to some of the other destinations within the park, but we talk a lot about that on our other podcast. And just so really, you're going to drive no matter where you stay. This location for us was perfect because it gave us easy access to many days worth of activities.
As I mentioned, it's a private family owned campground. It's a good Sam Parks. You're going to get 10% off your fees. And the family that owns the campground also runs and manages it. And they live on site, which I think is pretty cool because they are there to help you and there to make you feel very, very welcome, which they did.
Now, this campground is a relatively small campground with about 60 RV sites. It's got a handful of tent camping sites. And the, like you said, the hosts actually live on site.
And there's that the house rental.
Yes.
Right? So they don't have like cabins for rent. They actually have a house on the property that they have started renting. And that is where we stayed. So yes, a small campground, but it has the house option and the RV and tent camping options.
Right. And the house was a reasonable $175 a night for a 4-bedroom house with a washer and a dryer and a full kitchen that actually was stocked very nicely with all of those things that you don't realize you want until you reach them, like tin foil and, you know, Ziploc bags.
Two and a half baths. 2 full bathrooms with showers, a second half bath. And I would say that this was more than reasonably priced. I would say it was under market value. The owner, one of the owners told me that they intentionally came in under market value on this because they've just started to rent it and they want to get some good reviews online at TripAdvisor and all those places and get the word out. In my research for rentals in the area, I can confirm this was a bargain price. Grab it while you can at $175 a night. As Stephanie mentioned, the kitchen was really well appointed, and it was like a big, gorgeous kitchen with lots of counter space. It looks out into a semi-private front yard. There's a fifth wheel that's kind of parked next door that's separated by a half fence. It's not like they're right on top of you, but they are a little bit close. But then you can go out into that front yard, and there's a fire pit out there with seats that were very charming. They were tree stumps as seats. And at that point, you're tucked off to the right of the front yard, and you are in a very private area. So you have some space around the house as well, which made it feel really comfortable for us to come back to after a day of hiking.
Now, giving a full complete review of the house, I will say that they have obviously definitely worked to revamp the house inside. The bathroom is really modern, all new fixtures, great water pressure in the shower, those kinds of things. So you can definitely tell the places that they have remodeled inside. Now, outside, I feel like they still have work to do because there's a nice porch on the front, but you can see they haven't completely finished it
yet. There's some wood there that they're using.
Right.
And not firewood. I mean, like, you know, wood that they're using to work on the house.
Yeah.
So when we pulled in, like, the outside of the house, does not look like much.
It just looks like a house.
It's like, oh, this is something about it. It's like, oh, that's amazing. The inside really was incredibly charming and comfortable. I loved it there.
Yeah. So I would like to see them put some seating on the front porch. Along the side, they have a grill there for you to use, but it's a little bit of a, like, it has, the patio area hasn't really been finished off and done nicely, so you wouldn't necessarily want to sit out there and eat. So I feel like if they redo the patio area, they put some nice seating on the front porch, this is a great all around.
Yeah, it's like you said, 4 bedrooms. 2 families could rent this together. There was lots of places to sleep. There were tons of beds upstairs. Of course, the boys ended up sleeping downstairs with us because they wanted to be close to us.
We have separation issues.
The 5 of us ended up in 2 bedrooms and there ended up being 2 empty bedrooms upstairs, but oh well. So look, if you want to go to Olympic National Park and not drive your RV cross country, if you're Northeasterners like we are, this is a great way to do it by renting this house at the Elwha Dam RV Park. Now, we were at the campground, so let's talk about the site details.
Now, there are also obviously many places for RVs. You had full hookup pull-throughs and back-ins. And really, generally speaking, we felt that the sites were on the small side, but we noticed that a lot in the Pacific Northwest compared to sites in the Northeast.
Yeah, compared to where we live, we just, you know, private campground after private campground tended to have really tight sites. And our podcast listeners have been telling us that for years, and now we kind of got up close and personal with that. So their sites are the size of private campground sites in Washington State and Oregon. But to us, they did strike us as being small. Your neighbor is going to be close by. If you're bringing your RV there and you're one of those people that does not like having the next RV really close to yours, you know, you might think twice about this, but otherwise, cute, charming sites.
Big rig friendly, definitely.
Yeah, there were lots of big class A's there in the pull-throughs. The best sites, we think, are sites 41 through 52, which are somewhat at the top of the campground. They're pull-throughs. They're a little bit more spacious. They're definitely really long enough for the big Class A's and their rigs, and the neighbors are not right on top of you in those sites.
All right, so the summer pricing, very reasonable. You've got $46.50 to $49.50 a night.
Now,
for
to us from New Jersey, yeah.
Yeah, you're outside of a national park. That's incredibly reasonable. You know, that's much lower than, say, we talk about comparing like Olympic National Park to Acadia National Park. You're not getting full hookups for that price over right
outside.
Pretty
hard to. Yeah, pretty hard to. I mean, you know, at some of the private campgrounds around Acadia, you could be spending $90 a night, $100 a night. So the price seemed very reasonable. Also, remember, Olympic National Park is right there. I'm not camping anywhere looking for a spacious private site to relax all day. I'm waking up in the morning. I'm going out for big adventures in the park. So it wouldn't have bothered me that much, but we just wanted you to know the sites do tend to be small.
And they were full so while we were there. So do book early. We did book, you know, on the earlier side for even the house. You will need to make reservations in advance if you're going during the high season. Now, know that this campground, like many of the campgrounds around Olympic National Park, is open year-round. So you can definitely explore in the off-season.
And a lot of snowbird, the owners told me a lot of snowbirds on their way down from Canada stop there and then head, you know, into California, Arizona, wherever it might be. So they're probably busy year-round.
All right. So we've got way more to tell you about the Elwha Dam RV Park, but we just want to pause for a minute and thank our sponsor, Jayco. Since 1968, Jayco has been providing a way for generations of families to create lasting memories together. Today, Jayco offers everything from camping trailers to gas Class A motorhomes, complete with more standard features and a longer, stronger 2-year limited warranty. Jayco gives you the value you're looking for and the peace of mind you deserve. Lots of family fun is to be had around the campfire with a Jayco nearby. For more information, visit your Jayco dealer or jayco.com. Jayco. Generations of family fun.
Let's talk amenities. Now, in a general sense, this was a pretty simple, straightforward campground. It was cute. It was charming. It was welcoming. Not a ton there in terms of amenities, but what they had was nice. A very charming camp store. It had some basic food items. It had some charming little local type gifts. And the owners, Dave and Chris, are super friendly, super helpful hosts. So when you go into that camp store, you want to make sure you go out of your way to talk to them. Get food recommendations, get hiking recommendations. Dave will pull out a map for you right there in the campground and mark off all the places you want to go. So make sure you head into the store while you're there. Their children also work in the camp store, and they were super friendly and helpful as well. So there's definitely like a welcoming, really strong customer service vibe there as well. They also have volleyball, basketball, and horseshoes. Again, I'm not looking to do those things when Olympic National Park is right around the corner. They have a very comfortable new clubhouse, which if it was a rainy day or I was sort of stuck inside, I would be very happy to go in there and read a book or relax.
Well, I thought that that really showed maybe what was to come for this campground, because these owners have not been there for super long. They moved there a few years ago and have owned this campground for a short time, and you know, it's life. And I think that when I looked at the clubhouse and saw they had the communal kitchen in there, full refrigerator, cooking station, I like that. When I see campgrounds sort of tapping into those kinds of trends, I'm really happy. It shows me that the campground owners have their finger on the pulse of where they should go to improve the campground.
And I think they do have a real vision for taking this campground to the next level and making it awesome. And it has all the potential because it's in a great spot, a great location, and they are really great hosts. Anything else in terms of amenities?
No, well, the laundry was in there too, and it was really nice. Now, we had great weather, so we didn't have to worry about it so much in terms of like rainy clothes, whatever. But if you're in the Pacific Northwest, if you're going there during a rainy season, you definitely want a nice batch of dryers, you know, to come home to, and they had them there.
And we were doing laundry at every stop. There's also an outdoor cooking area if you want to make a meal outside. There are walking trails that leave right from the campground and walking trails right on the campground, and you can walk down to the Elwha River right from this property. So again, the location is really a tremendous, tremendous location in the national park. Now, there were no organized activities that we saw. And again, I just don't know that that makes a whole lot of sense for a park that is right near Olympic.
No, I mean, we were there for 5 days and we were gone sunrise, you know, not quite sunrise, but
pretty much
from morning till night, we were gone. We were off. We were seeing things we wanted to see. We really were probably here at this base camp almost less than any stop on the trip. So, you know,
if there were bingo offered at the campground,
we wouldn't have been there
to enjoy it. So
we did enjoy a campfire out at our, you know, house campfire ring that they had there. And that was really nice. We had hot chocolate out there one night, but you know, this is not the kind of place where you're looking for organized activities.
Okay. Wi-Fi cell service?
It was adequate. So we could get cell service in most of the places in the campground pretty easily in the house. Fairly well, most of the time. Wi-Fi was adequate. I was able to publish podcasts.
That's all we need to do. Now, in terms of insider details, I mentioned this already. Seek out the owners, Dave and Chris, and talk to them about your stay. Talk to them about the type of outdoor adventures you want to have. This family, this is a family that surfs, that kayaks, they get out into nature, they hike, they know the area well, even though they haven't been there forever. And Dave really led us to some great places that we might not have gone to otherwise, including restaurants. And they give you a lot of good information when you show up in terms of maps. And they give you a printed handout of their favorite places to visit with the distances, like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes drive away. That was really, really useful and nicely personalized. Take a serious look at that as you're planning your adventures.
Now, let's talk about nobody's perfect because, you know, the campgrounds fall into a lot of different categories. And for us, this campground was definitely in the base camp category. And, you know, a lot of people might want to stay in the national park while they're visiting at one of the campgrounds. And for us, when we researched alternate accommodations in the national park,
very expensive.
They were incredibly expensive.
Lodges, $300. A night for
and
rooms.
Not very nice, to be honest. When we were at Solduck Falls and I saw those lodges that I had seen for $300, I was like, really?
They were like, there's like little rustic cabins that almost look like they were like
dinky
World War II era, like yeah, roadside
like,
cabins
oh
or something.
Oh my gosh, and they were so expensive. So, you know, this was just for us, this was the perfect base camp in a great location.
Yeah, because you're only 20 minutes from Crescent Lake. And so here's the thing. On RVFTA this week, we're going to talk about all the great things that we did using this as our base camp. And a whole lot of them are only 15 minutes away from this campground. So you really need to consider all those things that we talk about on the other podcast when you think about how great of a spot this is for your Olympic National Park adventure.
And I know that this is a personal preference, but one of the things that's nice when we're doing a really like national park intensive stop where we're really hiking a lot and we're outdoors and we're kind of away from it all. For us, we do tend to enjoy to balance that along with some nice meals downtown and some nice shopping downtown. And Port Angeles was a great place for that.
And it's 10 minutes away.
Downtown if you were staying at
away.
Yeah, if you were staying at some of the national park campgrounds, you really would not have that easy access to Port Angeles.
Port Angeles would be 30 or 40 minutes away.
Right.
Where here you can drive 10 minutes to downtown Port Angeles or drive maybe 20 minutes to Lake Crescent. So the location could not be better.
So what I would like to see here happen is I would really like, in terms of nobody's perfect, I'd like the landscaping to be tidied up a bit. Because the sites are so small, it would be great for the landscaping to be really like clean and nice in between the sites to just kind of create that natural barrier between you and your neighbor, and then to tidy up some of the landscaping in the other areas of the campground. I'm not saying to make it super manicured because I understand it's sort of blending into that national park kind of vibe there, and it does sort of have a rustic feel to it, but I do think that landscaping between sites could help it feel a little more cleaned up, a little more private.
I would like to see them add some deluxe type sites following some kind of industry trend. Or maybe they would charge $75 a night or maybe even $80 a night and have a couple larger, more private sites. And after walking around the campground, I think there are a few places where they could do that.
Where they could do it. They might have the land for it. So, well, we would stay. I think, you know, we'd be happy to stay.
I would stay here again. Mm-hmm. I would bring my RV there again. I would rent that house again. And I would recommend renting that house to anybody. I mean, I really was comfortable there and enjoyed it. It was a perfect base camp for us. It was exactly what we wanted it to be. And and it was very affordable.
And let's say, again, you could easily do it with two families because there's two master bedrooms on the bottom floor and there's two bedrooms upstairs with three beds in each bedroom.
And a full bath upstairs, full bath and a half downstairs.
Right.
So, I mean, I would split this with another family, mm-hmm. depending on what family it was.
Right. You have to be nice. All right.
And so, if you pick the wrong family, you might need the Progressive insurance.
All right. So thank you, Progressive, for sponsoring Campground of the Week. Your RV is very different from your car, which is exactly why you need to get specialized RV insurance coverage instead of insuring under your auto policy. With specialized coverages, you're even more protected on the road. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV.
And a big thank you to Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, head on over to jayco.com. And to Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. And you can check out all of their great campgrounds at campjellystone.com.
Start planning your fall vacation.
Start planning fall vacations now. Mm-hmm. And head on over to the RV Family Travel Atlas podcast to hear about all of the things that we did while we stayed at the Elwha Dam RV Park.
See you at the campground.
See you at the campground. And next week, we will see you near Mount St. Helens. Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.